It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. Today is Friday, the 27th day of November. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Amanda Dixon. Tim is off today. Right now, downtown, clear skies, and it's cold, 23 degrees.
No impediments to your drive if you got to go somewhere. I'm Eric Butler.
KSL's top story this hour. Today is Black Friday. Although expect to see shorter lines as many stores try to keep people home. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with more. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the lines will be shorter, but you can't keep everyone home, even in a pandemic year. Some shoppers are lined up at the GameStop and Sugar House, which means layering up for those individuals who decided to sit out in 20-something degree weather.
I had to wear definitely a lot of clothing, a lot of different layers, and make sure I brought enough blankets to keep me warm.
Now, despite the hardcore shoppers still coming out, the coronavirus has really changed this day, with 60% of holiday shoppers saying they plan to do at least some of their buying from home, while just over 40% say they won't be hitting the stores at all today. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
While some stores are limiting the number of people they'll allow in this morning, that didn't prevent some people from camping out overnight. KSL TV's Andrew Adams is at a GameStop where people have been waiting to get a new PlayStation 5 since Wednesday.
No length seemed too great with the season's hottest electronics at stake. Blaine Smith got here two nights ahead of Black Friday. He wasn't even the first in line. It didn't take long for others to follow, but even arriving a day early, it was just too late to secure a PlayStation 5.
Those waiting in line say each store was only given two PS5s for sale. Tomorrow is Small Business Saturday, with local businesses hoping to win a share of the attention and dollars that the big box stores get on Black Friday. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
11 years ago, American Express started promoting Small Business Saturday as a way to help local businesses get a bigger share of holiday shopping dollars. This year, it may be more important than ever, with many small businesses hit hard by the pandemic. USA Today reports the International Council of Shopping Centers is expecting fewer shoppers at local businesses tomorrow, but a Google survey shows 66% of shoppers plan to do more shopping at local stores. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. President Trump says he will leave the White House if the Electoral College formalizes President-elect Joe Biden's victory. The president spent his Thanksgiving renewing claims about election fraud. He also plans on holding a rally in Georgia to support the Republicans in two different Senate runoff races there. Some of the results of AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine are being called into question after it was learned they used two different dosing regimens in their phase 3 trials. It's possible the move could mean the British-Swedish company may have to do additional trials before going through the approval process. The daily coronavirus numbers that will be released by the Utah Health Department later today could be a lot higher than normal. That's because the health department had Thanksgiving Day off and did not collect numbers yesterday. But some COVID-19 test sites were also closed yesterday and will reopen this morning. Salt Lake police are investigating after a theft of holiday decorations from the site of a mural memorializing a man killed in a shootout with officers in 2019.
The sister-in-law of that man, Harold Robinson, is heartbroken after some decorations, a tree, and some lights were taken at the intersection of 800 South 3rd West. Misty Robinson says it looks like someone drove up and took the items, but did leave a few lights that were strung up around the mural itself. But she still considers a planned family visit with Harold for Thanksgiving a total loss. She's not sure what she will do next.
I don't even feel comfortable now trying to put something back here because I don't want somebody else to come and steal it again.
She tells KSL it appears that the tree and decorations were taken through the southeast corner lot, possibly loaded into a car. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
A 7-day social media campaign inviting people to express gratitude has come to an end, but psychiatrist Dr. Richard Poole says we might want to make expressing gratitude and helping others a regular part of our routines.
If you reach out in whatever way available to you and help another person, it's going to help you feel better.
He says people who can see some good even in the face of bad things are luckier and tend to bounce back. The invitation from Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints President Russell M. Nelson resulted in millions of posts using the hashtag GiveThanks.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.